Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He's the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUST campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Anyone who came here with depression, with sorrow, rejected, sorry, is that you are down. May that burden be lifted.
Amen.
May that burden be lifted.
Amen.
May you receive that good news.
Amen.
May the Holy Ghost come upon you fresh.
Amen.
Receive fresh oil. Some of you are weak. Your prayer life is weak. May the Lord rekindle your prayer life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord start things in you once again.
Amen.
Wherever you are slacking, wherever you are lacking, may the Lord baptize you afresh.
Amen.
Receive that fresh oil.
Receive,
receive that fresh fire. May you return with a testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I prophesy by this fresh oil, whoever came here bound, whoever came here wounded, whoever came here rejected, all because of a family situation, by the anointing, let there be a turnaround.
Amen.
Let there be a turnaround.
Amen.
Let there be a turnaround.
Amen.
You will hear good news.
Amen.
Something is switching on.
Amen.
Let there be light.
Amen.
Let there be light.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
How do you see for the next 30 minutes? How many of you are blessed? How many of you are glad that we pray for ourselves? Everything. How many of you are glad to be here? It's another day. Yes. Baby said, one thing have I asked for, one thing have I seek that I may dwell. So somebody may say, ah, but we came to church yesterday. Yes, you ate yesterday, but you're eating today. Yes. Some of you, what you do is you keep feeding your body, but not your soul. And that's why you keep having bad dreams. Yes. So you are here to feed your soul again. Say again.
Amen.
Tell somebody, we have come to draw again.
Amen.
Amen. Now, today I want to talk to you shortly about, when I was studying my Bible today, I started studying about Deuteronomy. And one of the things God kept repeating to the people of Israel was their obedience, their obedience, their obedience, their obedience. Today, I want to talk about obedience.
Wow.
Oh, are you not excited?
Yes.
All right, so quickly, what is obedience? Do you know that obedience makes God fall in love with you? Now, do you know that obedience makes you God's favorite?
Yeah.
When you obey. Now, what is obedience? Obedience simply, write it all. Obedience simply means hearing the word of God and acting on it. Could you stand up? Come. So, you realize that he heard a word, and what is he doing? He's acting on it. So, obedience simply means hearing the word of God and
acting on it.
It is good to hear, but the best thing is to act. So now he heard me, but he didn't just hear me. He has acted on what he has heard from me. And God falls in love with people who don't only hear his word, but act on his word. I see you acting on God's word.
Amen.
So for instance, when we preach about soul winning, you don't only say, I have heard. After you hear a message on soul winning, you act on it by winning a soul. After you hear a message about purity, you don't just hear it. You hear it and you act on it. So obedience simply means hearing the word of God and acting on it. The problem in our generation is that we have very many people hearing the word, but few acting on the word. And that is why our world is not changing. The average believer hears the word on Sunday. On Monday, that same person is stealing. Meanwhile, a previous day, a message was preached about what? Stealing. Somebody comes to Friday all night, we preach about fornication. Saturday, she's in the boyfriend's room, giving the boyfriend doggy style. So you hear the word, but you don't act. And that is why the acts of God, which is miracles, signs, and wonders, are absent in your life. Let me tell you the truth. When you hear the word and you begin to act on it, you begin to see miracles. John chapter 2, verse 5. Mary told the people, whatever you hear, you see, if you are here and I've advised you before, maybe probably about your finances, you can hear it, that the change only comes when you apply what you have heard. What do you think? It implies aligning. Now, I spoke John chapter 2, verse 5, right? Do you know, I saw one of your preachers and I was so excited. You were in Africa and you were holding a placard. When I saw it, I was like, wow. I remember this. Your first meeting was at a building site, right? And I called it. How many remember I called it out? He said it was prophetic, right? People were laughing at her, but here she is today. I thought we were going to clap. So now, this my beautiful sister here. Heard the word. She didn't just keep it. She acted on it. May you act on God's word.
Amen.
Now, let me say this. If you want your world to experience the light of God, you must obey. To obey simply means to act. As a young girl, if you want God to come through for you in marriage, in finance, every aspect, obey God's word. That means hear God and act. And it will shock you how God will come through for you. John chapter 2, verse 5.
John chapter 2, verse 5. But his mother told the servants. Do whatever he tells you.
That means it is not enough to hear what he's telling you. Do it. Prince, when you hear the word, one thing you must do is leave the service with the mindset of, I am going to do it. You hear a word about fornication, and then probably before you came, you were fornicating. Leave the service with the mindset of, I am changing. I remember one day there was a lady who was fornicating, you know, doing a lot of bad things. And I called her one day. I spoke to her for 30 minutes and I asked her several questions. How is her sexual life? Or say, I am active. And I told her, deactivate it. And she called me and said, I have spoken to my boyfriend that if we can't do this, then this. And I was like, wow, that's a wise decision. Many only hear, but they don't act. That is why God does not work miracles, signs, and wonders. Whatever he tells you to do, and when they did it, they saw the water turn into wine. So your situation turned from zero to hero when you act on God's word. So obeying simply means hearing the word and it implies allowing our will to God's will. Doing what God has asked us to do. It is when you completely surrender to his authority and based on our decision. So you align your will to his will. Do what he tells you. That makes you an obedient child. Say a big amen.
Amen.
To God. Now, write this point quickly. To God, your obedience is your greatest proof of your love to him. Now, many of us can say, we love God. We love God. It is not enough to say, I love God. To God, what proves that you love him? To God, your obedience is your greatest proof of your love for him. If you can't, now, you can't say you love God without obeying him. John chapter 14, verse 15. Many of us say we love God because we sing, look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see he's good? You see, some of us, it's called emotional love because songs appeal to our emotions. We chant in Holy Ghost, and we sing the song. So in our room, we call them God lovers because they love gospel songs. How many people know people like that? They love gospel songs, but they already can fornicate. How many people seen arm robbers before they go, they pray? And the operation is successful. Some of you, when you are stealing from us, everybody, I'm answering it. You are stealing yourself out of your father's house to go and sleep with a boyfriend. So, how should God help you? Is it to help you to escape to fornicate or what? To God, let me repeat this. To God, when you say you love him, it is your obedience. When you obey him to God, it means you love him. John chapter 14, verse 15.
Okay. If you love me.
If you
love me.
Do what?
Obey my commandments.
That means if you say you love me, act on whatever you hear my word says. So if my word says, go to win souls, it is not enough to say, I love God. It is when you go. God says, this guy loves me. Your going reveals to God that you love him. As I said earlier, many of us only love God emotionally. But when it comes to acting on God's word, that is when excuses, 1,001 excuses begin to rise. Why you can't win souls? Why you can't give? Why you can't come to church? Many of us, which we can say, I saw God, but I want to see. If you love me, obey my words. That means obey means whatever you've heard me say through your pastor, whatever you heard me say through your quiet time, act on it. It is when you start acting to God, you love him. So to God, love is obedience. Love is what? For instance, you're in a relationship and you are sleeping with a guy, and I tell you that God says, I'll stay from you for last. Leave that relationship. You say, hey, man, I love you. Judge me, you know. God says that if you truly love him, obey. Obey by what? Coming out. So the moment you come out to God, you love him. It may break you, but you're making God happy. Obedience will always be, listen, let me say this. Obedience will sometimes mean sacrificing your will in order to make God happy. Obedience will not always be smooth. Sometimes, in order to see God excited, like Jesus, it was not an easy thing for him to pray that prayer. Not my will, but thy will. Do you know what it means? Not my will from keeping myself from being beaten, but thy will. It was the will of God for Jesus to be beaten. Imagine Jesus being slapped. And when you slap him one, God is excited. When you are beating, God is excited. And that was why the Bible says, God anointed him. God anointed Jesus without measure. Why? He acted on everything God told him. So number one, obedience simply means to God, your obedience is your greatest proof of your love. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. If you love me, obey. If you love me, obey. You can't say you love God without not obeying his word. Without not spending time with him. Without not obeying his word concerning prayer. Without not obeying his word concerning purity. Without not obeying his word concerning soul winning. If you love God, you must be willing to obey. I see God giving you the grace to obey.
Amen. 1
John chapter 5, verse 3.
1 John 5, verse 3.
For the true love of God is this.
For the true love, true. How many guys have asked that guy, do you truly love me? That means you can say you love me, but do you truly? That means the love from your spirit or from your body. So now this is true love.
That we do his commands.
That we do. This is true. This is true. That you do. That means anyone who doesn't do does not truly love. If you don't truly do the do, you don't really do the love. Do you love God? Then you must. So when someone says, do you love God? Say, don't say yes. Say, watch me do.
Amazing.
Say, watch me do. Do you love God?
Watch me do.
That means somebody can say, now what do you mean? Watch me go to church early in the morning, 6 a.m. Do you love God? Watch me go to win souls. Do you love God? Watch me give towards the building. Do you love God? Watch me follow up. Yes. He said, do you love God? Take a look at me. I'm a one, but it doesn't matter what you see now. Do you love God? Hey, it's emotional love. If you truly love God,
that is, we do his command.
If we truly love God, it should be seen in us doing what he has commanded us.
That we obey his command.
For our love for God means that we obey. That's all.
And his command.
That's obedience. Everybody can say we love God until we say we're going for so we see three people coming. Yes. And you don't love God. And you see, when you love him, there is a place he gives you in his life or in his kingdom. Number two, obeying God puts you so number one, to God, your obedience is your greatest proof of your love. Number two, obeying God puts you in the position of continuous blessings. Yes. When you obey God, it puts you. Let me say this. There is a place prayer can put you, but there is a higher dimension obedience can put you that prayer can never put you. We have so many prayerful Christians, but few of them are obedient. Yes. Obey, listen, there is a blessing prayer can bring you, but there is a place obedience can give you that even prayer can give you. I'm telling you. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Obeying God puts you in a position of continuous. Anyone who is found in the place of obedience is always found in the room of continuous breakthroughs. On end one, every day becomes a breakthrough for you. Why? You are always obeying whatever God tells you. And let me say this. Anyone who keeps obeying God is on God's payroll.
Wow.
Why? You have subjected your will, your ways to his will. So that means now he's down to take care of you. But the moment you move by your will, your plan, it means you are taking care of yourself. But the moment you act on his word, now the people, when they acted on the words of Jesus to the people, the water turned into wine. They didn't need to go to brewery of Malta Guinness. Jesus turned their water into wine. They didn't need to pray. They didn't need to obey. There are some of us who have replaced the place of prayer with obedience. There are things we don't pray about. There are things we just obey ourselves into, and our lives will change.
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
There is something God has prepared for you to eat. The moment you obey the command concerning sowing, you see some contrast following you. Your amen is to me.
Amen.
When Jesus called the disciples, he sent them. And when they came back, there was one question he asked them. When I sent you, lack ye anything? Do you know what it means? When I called you, when I sent you, and when you obeyed, did you lack anything? And when he was sending them, remember, he told them, don't pick anything. Just go. Jesus, what do you mean? I'm going to a town. I shouldn't pick additional shoe. I shouldn't pick bread. I shouldn't pick purse. All you told me to do was to go. Their obedience brought their continuous supply. And the Bible said they came back excited. Why? When they obeyed, men gained. Obeying God puts you in a continuous. I don't know who I'm talking to, and I don't know what God has told you, but the moment you make up, is it some of you, you don't even know that God has a better benefit for you. So that's why you are still dying. Live that stealing life. It will shock you how God will take care of you. You are always wondering, so what if I leave? Who will take care of me? God. Your obedience makes God responsible for your life. But when you disobey, you become responsible for your own life. But the moment you obey him, he becomes responsible. Because if he can't, he won't command. Can I repeat it? If he can't, he will not command. Legal. If he can't take care of you, he will never tell you not to steal. If he can't take care of you, he will never tell you to leave your children, daddy. Because he's your heavenly daddy. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. So the second point is, obeying God puts you in a position of continuous blessing and breakthrough. The more you obey, the more there are breakthroughs. When you walk with the Lord in the light of it. Some of us, our problem is, we obey this month. We obey in 31st night. And the last time we obey again is 25th December. Continuous obedience results in continuous breakthrough. You don't obey. You have to obey until you die. Jesus started with obedience, ended with obedience, ascended in obedience, seated at the right hand, obeying. I thank God you came to church yesterday, you came today, Thursday, you will come again. Moment of hope, you are still there. That is what changes your life. See any young man. Now look at this. See thou a diligent man. See thou a man who is diligent. See thou a man diligent in his ways. He will stand before great men. Diligence simply means consistency, persistence, discipline. Many of us are not diligent in obeying God's word. We obey when it is convenient. We obey when we feel like, read it my head. I said, I don't know. You will never become a boss yourself.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 5.
Verse 5, okay.
If you obey me. And keep my covenant.
Come on, how many want to become special before the Lord? It's a simple act of obedience. Look at how God sent an angel to rescue Daniel. Why? He was special. When the angel came to Daniel, the angel told Daniel, you are special to the Lord. How many want an angel to come and tell you you are special to God? Oh, you don't want that. Read it again, man of God.
Exodus chapter
9. So Daniel, whilst your colleagues are stealing, you are not stealing. They may be buying the iPhones, and humanly speaking, everybody sees them as prosperous people. But because you have made up your mind to obey God, God sees it is better for God to see me as special than men see me as special. What would it be when a man says Charles is special? When actually before God, I'm nothing. Read it again.
Exodus Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now, if you obey me.
That means it is conditional. If you will obey me.
And keep my covenant.
And keep my covenant.
You will be my own special.
You will, how many want to be a special? Like, it's like, when I, look at, Daniel was so special that an angel had to come and tell him, you are special. I just don't come and tell you. Yes, we were worshiping and we were God. Now, do you know that for God to say Daniel is special means that they were talking and it's like Job. God had a meeting and Job's name came up. So it was not actually, it was not only Job's name. Daniel's name also came up. Will your name come up? The way you are dodging evangelism, will your name come up? The way you are dodging visitation, will your name come up? The way you give excuses, why you don't come for Sunday meeting, yet you wrote an exam today. The angel said, Daniel, you are so special to God. Hey, Lord, give me grace to obey.
Amen.
So that I will also hear that I'm special to God.
Amen.
I want to hear that from God. There is somebody who had a dream. Somebody injected you on your right hand. The Lord said he has neutralized that power.
Amen.
Many Christians only identify themselves with God with their lips, but their actions are otherwise. Many Christians only identify themselves with Jesus with their lips. So sometimes you wonder if the person is a genuine Christian, because what they say with their lips and looking at their life is too, it's like white man and a black man. Luke 6:46. Some of, you see, many Christians only, we do lip service. I'm a soldier on the battlefield. You are in the battlefield. Your battle is in the battlefield. Waiting to hear the voice of my commander. Jesus, if you call my name, hey, I will come. Yet, we call you for evangelism. We call you for Friday prayers. So we love singing songs, but our lives don't need the lyrics of the song. Man of God, preacher.
So why do you keep calling me?
Why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord?
When you don't do what I say.
When you don't do what he's telling you, or you say, I am a soldier on the battlefield, waiting to hear. What are you waiting to hear again? After all we've been preaching to you, you're waiting to hear one command. What command are you waiting? Waiting to hear the voice of my command. Say, Jesus, if you call my name, I will answer a billion times. And God says, okay, my daughter, I'll call you. How would God call you? Through Pastor Charles. Power of addiction. We are going to every room.
Hey, Martha, one of the things, my mom, if I don't come home early, I will sleep outside. But Nathan, my mom said, if I don't come home early, I should sleep outside.
A soldier saying, my mom. Soldier, you are called to the battlefield. You are saying, your mother says, well, my soldier, the older man, you can't. Albert, what do you think? Man, Mr. Mobes, soldier also a Mobes. Why accoutrement? May God give you grace to obey him.
Amen.
Listen, live here with the mind of, I'm going to obey God. I have a book, Catalog of Testimonies of Bishop Oedipo. And one day, Bishop Oedipo preached about sacrifice. And one guy is a barber. Maybe one day I'll come and read only testimony. One day, what I said is Testimony Sunday. Like, man, let me read the testimonies in Kwa. What God is doing? What am I doing? I'm dissolving every doubt in you. I mean, that's how I dissolve doubt when I read the things God has done. So the guy said he's a barber. When Bishop Oedipo preached about sacrifice, he went and sowed the seed and brought the seed, and they were laughing at him. And he said, Bishop Oedipo said, anytime people are laughing, now he's the way. He said, can you hear me there? He said, Bishop Oedipo said, there is a lady here, your left nipple. Anytime you are asleep, it looks like somebody is licking it or sucking it. I curse that demon.
Amen.
You wake up and you feel like somebody came to either suck or lick your breast. Yes, the nipple. I curse it.
Amen.
You may joke with it. He said, anytime people are mocking you, God is making you. When I heard that way, he just shook. I said, ouch. Anytime people are mocking at you, God is making you. So once they are mocking at you, going for evangelism, know that as you go, God is making. He kept giving out to within that same year. Someone who has a sword, God gave him his own sword, had 18 people. Are you clapping? Thursday, I will show you people who lost their blessings through disobedience. Thursday. Obeying God will pay you. Disobeying God will cost you. Yes. I wish I could continue, but I gave you 7:30, right? So I want to go by my time today. Thursday, God willing, I will show you people who lost whatever God gave them. And I will show you the blessings of obeying God. Get on your feet. Lift up and say, Father. As I listen, obedience is a spirit. The Holy Ghost can anoint you to obey God. Yes. Those of you say, me, I don't know how to do evangelism. When the Holy Ghost came upon Peter, he started speaking without even knowing. Remember what I'm saying? Me, I can't control my... Hey, you can't control. When the spirit of self-control comes upon you, you start controlling. The reason why you are not obeying God is because you lack the spirit that makes you obey. Lift up and say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Don't joke with this... Don't joke with this message. When I kept reading the book of Deuteronomy today, I asked... You see, when God... I watched a message today by Bishop Kaka. And he was teaching me, because I was one listening, so he was teaching me how God reveals to us his plans. You want to know how God reveals his plans? Yeah. I was watching him today. How God reveals his plans to us. And one of the major ways is in your heart. What you call a thought came, it is God. That's the fastest way God speaks, not through visions or dreams. In your heart. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Deliver me from the spirit of disobedience.
Deliver me from the spirit.
And baptize me with the grace to obey. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Some of you, God has given you a personal command to do something in your class, to always stand in your class and preach, but you are disobeying that voice. You are blocking a blessing. God has laid something on your heart. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus, put your hands on your heart. I release the grace to obey God.
Amen.
Hey, let me tell you the truth, young girls. If you take what I'm saying, it will shock you that your life will be different. Your colleagues will be seeing you and they'll be wondering what is happening to you. And you see, because you become a special possession of God, he will ensure that people will envy you. How? By favoring you. Let them use their means to get their own things. But allow God to get you the things others are using their body to get. And I see God marking some of you here with uncommon favor today.
Amen.
One of my sons here yesterday, he came to me. Come. Yes. He said, Papa, my car, it has started to develop problems. I repair. The next day, problems. And you know what I told God? When I was praying, I anointed his hands. And I said, Lord, this is a covenant child. He is a giver. He gives offering. He gives tithe. As I anoint the hands, I command the car to stop. He went, he said, he laid hands on the car. The car sparked. Oh, God. Am I lying? A covenant child. The demon wanted to attack. What? This one of the guys who he started to say, Apostle, I'll give you the Lord laid on my heart. I will always sow into your petrol car every week. So when I held the hands, anger rose up. I said, Lord, if it doesn't go, where will the petrol car go? Say! So I cursed that demon. Now, in the name, now look at him. Today he said a third testimony. It is working. No more mechanic. Today, I see you rising to another level by obedience. As you start obeying God in tithing, in giving, in coming to church, in purity, in winning souls, your life will become a testimony. I prophesy as a prophet of God. From today, may the garment of favor rest on you.
Amen.
May your testimony go loud.
Amen.
Your testimonies go loud.
Amen.
And I prophesy lastly, as you become a soul winner, may angels always ensure your safety in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And as you are writing these exams, mistakes are corrected.
Amen.
Hey, mistakes are corrected.
Amen.
Every soul winner under the sound of my voice, I prophesy this semester will be your best semester.
Amen.
Let favor locate you.
Amen.
Let favor locate you.
Amen.
Your results will become better.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord come through for you.
Amen.
And may the Lord settle every bell.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, every eye close, every eye bow. If you are here, you have not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Every eye close, every eye bow. You have not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to say, man of God, pray for me. Give me a wave. I want to pray for you. You are not serious with God. but you want to be serious with God, give me a way. All right, the way to say, dear Lord Jesus, I come to just as I am. Wash me with your blood. Forgive me of all my sins. And write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many are going out of here to obey God? Where is Kezia? One day I preached. Where is Kezia? Kezia, the Lord's student. Come. I preached, and this lady said, you spoke about worldly music. I went and I deleted it. Are you happy now? All the demons. And I said, that will be back up. That's what makes God happy. After you hear the word, you go back and say, no. Another guy sent a message from Christian service. A girl who came and said, she recorded to Solomon. I don't know, since I came from Botanical Gardens, something just came upon me. All my desire for short skirts are over. Wow. And she's now taking it. I said, my God. It's called divine one to touch. She's not even advising the whole friends, the club, and tell you what is the use of the club. She's not saying that she the one who used to champion. Like Manchester United, or is a man say, you know. And when I listened to her, I said, this is one of the reasons why we gather at Botanical Gardens. That you see, the miracles as and when I like it. But I love it when people have this inward transformation. When the Holy Ghost begins to break some. Some of you are losing certain desires now.
Amen.
That foolish relation. Oh, I'm not telling you, say, why? I said, dance, I'm about Chelsea 3. But why? Now, when I say, do you love God? What do you say?
Watch me.
Watch me. If you do love God, I want to see a moment of hope. Do you love God?
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through His servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Inyaba Charles.